Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun.
I love that's the first thing that I come back to.
Yeah, absolutely. You kidding me, man?
Nothing like a good Joe Biden bite.
It's like a Biden a minute. It's just so easy. You just sit back and wait for what he's going to say next. He's talking about kids touching his hairy legs when he was a lifeguard 50, 60 years ago. Do you ever get the impression watching Joe Biden? It's like, you know, you're at Thanksgiving and grandpa's there and maybe he's losing it a little bit and he's talking about things that happened 60, 70 years ago. Honestly, I mean, it's kind of your crazy uncle in the room. It's weird. It really is weird.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Denise.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah.
I wish the weather were a little better, but you know.
Trisha and I had a good long weekend, right?
Good.
Nice. We did. Individually.
Thursday, Friday, right? Saturday, Sunday?
Just to be clear.
It's not like we traveled together or anything.
So you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to Ohio.
Very good. Oh,
yeah,
good.
I traveled for the weekend. It wasn't bad. Yesterday, traffic was a little bit of a zoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. A bit of a mess.
Well, glad you made it.
I love the creativity of the guys at the Department of Transportation these days.
Yeah.
Because they put these funny little sayings up on those road signs. The best one I saw yesterday was, Cousin Eddie says, Twitter's full. Watch the road.
That's a good one. That made me laugh when you sent that
yesterday. I know.
I didn't realize you actually saw that. I thought it was just something you found on the internet. I was like,
no, it was in Illinois. The Illinois Department of Transportation had
they
that
are
one.
Clever. Nice job, I love it. Yeah, that's funny.
Of course, I had to scramble to get my phone to snap the picture of it. So I don't think that's quite what they envisioned when they put that on there.
That plan backfired.
That plan might have backfired. Let's make them witty, but not too funny, because people are going to want pictures of them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was fantastic. It was good. So tell us, you are back to nice, chilly, 35-degree weather and 40-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, how was vacation?
It was great. Mexico was sunny and 85 every day. I didn't see a drop of rain. And it was beautiful. Nice to get away with, you know, Doug and the girls and just completely unplug. I didn't pay attention to anything. I only had my phone to take pictures. It was just nice to check out.
Every morning at about 6 a.m., I said, I'm imagining Denise with a pina colada in her hand. I knew it was 6 a.m. there, too, but that's how I like to think about you every day last week.
That's exactly what was happening. Yes.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah, we had never taken the girls on a trip like that before, too, so it was just a, you know,
did
special
they love
time,
it?
And they loved it. Yeah, good. Just thankful that travel was easy, everyone was healthy. It was good.
One way to avoid snowstorms, right?
Exactly. Just get out of town. Go south.
Honestly. I mean, we got kind of lucky here. It rained and snowed a little bit on my way home yesterday, but really, we dodged it.
Yeah, most of our weekend was okay. Yesterday was gross. It got real windy and a little icy snow.
I heard it got so windy in the middle of the week or something, like 60-mile-an-hour winds or something was happening here.
Yeah, we got a little wind.
Mark hit a trash can.
So we have Sue Thomas back with you. I did hit a trash can. We got Sue back with us this morning. Hey there.
Hi.
How are you?
You hit a trash can when it was windy?
I didn't even see it. Like, I just felt it. And
that's
then all
what,
of a sudden,
that's what he's gonna say,
it careened off the front end of my car. It's one of those big plastic Meridian waste trash cans or something.
Did it cause any damage?
I didn't even look.
Didn't
care. You know your car is not new when. Right.
You know you're driving a 2003 model when you don't even go look to see if it's
stretched.
Well,
and it's like the size of a bus, so it probably didn't do anything.
That's true, too.
It's true. Honestly, I've had deer bounce off the side of my car, and I don't even bother to go look. It just, it's like a tank. It's like a tank.
Denise, yes, we did have those winds. And I had a piece of my fence fall over that I had to get repaired. I mean, it was super windy.
Wow.
So good for you for being out of it and drinking your pina colada.
Tree limbs down and all that good stuff. Sue, did you have a good holiday?
I did.
Good.
Thank you.
Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm it's about good. Over turkey, but I can still eat pie. I'm just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't bring any pie?
No. Denise, I've got about half a pie left, and I've just got enough whipped cream to cover it.
Ooh.
Right?
That sounds nice.
Right? Yeah,
I kept saying leading up to this holiday, I don't care about pie, and when it comes down to it, it turns out I do.
Yes.
It turns out I do care about it.
You have to face reality, Trish. Yeah.
Nice try. Well, you know, here we are. Suddenly it's December.
Today
is Cyber Monday. Is that a big deal to you?
Yes, to me.
Is it?
Every day is Cyber Monday.
Well, right.
Christmas shop. As I'm not going to a store, but it may not be today that I do my purchasing, but yes, it will be online.
I think most all of my Christmas shopping will be online this year.
Yeah.
In fact,
is my plan.
Already ordered gifts. They're already here.
Nice.
So you guys are set up for the holidays. You just don't know it yet. So we're going to have to pick a day. We're going to have to pick a day between now and Christmas, the holiday, when I can bring your gifts in.
Add Mark.
I want to make sure we're all here.
I know.
I don't expect anything in return. I found the perfect gift for you three, and it's already been ordered, and it's already in my possession.
All three of us are getting the same thing?
Yes.
No tradesies.
No tradesies. You won't want to trade. Trust me.
Oh.
I hope it's pie.
This is high expectations.
It's going to be big.
I'd settle for an apple fritter.
Well, I wish I'd known that before I hit buy on my, on my Amazon purchase. Yeah.
And I also say to you, just at ease, let's just enjoy ourselves for a couple of minutes. But there's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth. You are indeed that.
Did you see where the fake news reporter from Newsweek got fired over her report on the president?
Yes.
I don't know if she's lazy or just stupid, but she was assigned by Newsweek to cover the president's Thanksgiving plans. And the story she puts out says Trump's plans for Thanksgiving, turkey, Mar-a-Lago, and golf, or something like that. And even as Newsweek sent out the tweet connecting to the story, the president was overseas having Thanksgiving dinner with the troops. She just completely detached from reality is basically what it was.
Wow.
So
glad she was fired.
Maybe she thought if she wrote it, then it would become true. Like willing it to be so.
And the president, who's one of the best trolls ever, he just trolls people on Twitter. He tweeted out, is Newsweek still in business? I didn't even know they still had reporters from Newsweek. That's pretty funny.
He also tweeted out that picture of himself as what, Rocky or Rambo or something?
I saw that picture.
Rocky.
Uh-huh. Rocky, mm-hmm.
So I don't remember what day that happened. Was it Thursday? I'm trying to remember when it happened.
It looks like Wednesday.
So the left lost their collective minds when he sent that picture out. And maybe it needs a little explaining. We go to cut four, please. Listen.
Remember the meme of Putin on a horseback with the bare chest? And some of us laughed about it. This, like that meme, this says strongman. And one of the things earlier I was talking about what happens when you have all these conspiracy theories out there. Peter Pomerantsev has a book called This Is Not Propaganda. This is beyond propaganda.
Yeah. Huh? Just so you know, the president gave a speech in Florida right before Thanksgiving. And one of the things he talked about in that speech is the media blow up over his visit to Walter Reed Medical Center. And when he was at Walter Reed for some other reason, he went in for like a physical exam while he was there. But it wasn't on the president's schedule. So the media, particularly CNN, overreacted, claimed he'd had chest pains, claimed it was an emergency visit that was being covered up, blah, 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 blah. And the president was making fun of all of these reports when he was at his speech. And one of the things he said was, I went in there, the doctor, I knew, I didn't even wear a tie. I knew what the doctor was going to make me take my shirt off so they could do the physical exam. And he goes, Mr. President, take that shirt off and let's see that big, gorgeous chest. And he's laughing about it and all this stuff. And then the next day, he tweets out this picture of his head on Sylvester Stallone's body. Because the day before, he'd made a joke about his fabulous chest, which you know looks nothing like Sylvester Stallone's. But he's just a funny, it was self-deprecating, if nothing else. And the media lost their minds over that tweet. Every time, it's an overreaction of some sort. I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't get it at first.
Well, that,
but,
that yeah. No, I don't think anybody. I don't think
anybody. Yeah, without context. Without
the.
Because you caught that one part of his speech in Florida, and he gives a lot of speeches. It was bizarre.
In the meantime, speaking of bizarre, let's play the longer version of crazy Uncle Joe Biden in case you missed this. This is what the guy's talking about on his campaign swing, his blitz through Iowa, where he's currently trailing. He's like in third or fourth place in the polls. Listen.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was trained, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What?
And we think the Rocky Trump picture's weird?
I mean, that bite just kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it? It's bizarre the way his mind works.
I have no words.
What do you say to that?
I don't know.
What do
but
you say
he gets
about
a pass
that?
Because it's like,
they can't can't control him. And here's the thing. Have you I'll get to this when we come back. He rolled out this blitz across Iowa where he needs to attract some younger voters and really kind of revive his whole campaign. He really needs. And first of all, he says this, but then you need to see the bus he was riding across Iowa in. I mean, honestly, this is the story that should be making headlines this morning, not the fact that Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and the fake Schiffless inquiry starts again today. He releases his report this morning. We'll get to all of that and more, and your phone calls coming up here. 314-241-9797.
This is a unprecedented, or at least seen only in a few times in our history, where we will have a trial. And so, look, I take this is a moment of patriotism, not politics. And I think that all of us are going to be in our seats doing our job. Now, what effect that will have on the campaign, I don't know.
This is patriotism, not politics. This has nothing to do with politics, says Cory Booker, except for the fact that if there's a Senate trial, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Bernie Sanders will be required to spend however long it takes in their chairs in the United States Senate. And none of them have any taste for that. They don't want to have any. They don't want to take a month off from the campaign trail leading up to Super Tuesday to sit in a jury in the Senate that's going to go nowhere on impeachment. Just so you know, let me give you an idea of how pre-staged this whole thing is. This is what's going to happen today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, just so you know. Today, Adam Schiff is going to release his report on his impeachment hearings. We already know what it's going to say. Tomorrow, the committee will vote. They won't vote until tomorrow on whether or not to send it to the Judiciary Committee. Yet the Judiciary Committee hearing on impeachment is already set for Wednesday, and they've already got four witnesses called. So just so you can see through this sham, it was predetermined from the beginning how this whole thing was going to go down. And a lot of Democrats are a nervous wreck right now because they don't want this thing to get voted on and sent to the Senate, because then the Republicans control it. And they can make that hearing drag on for weeks. And every day that there's a hearing, those five Democrats who are running for president are off the campaign trail. It's maddening to me. And if the Republicans have their way in the Senate, Adam Schiff will be the first witness they call under oath. And they don't want that either. So that's kind of where we are.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yes.
They don't want to go there. I think they've already decided. They'll censure him.
Is he allowed to refuse if they call him?
I imagine. But wouldn't that be the pot calling the kettle black after he criticized everybody for refusing their
subpoenas? So they're just doing everything they can to make sure that that doesn't become...
he isn't put in that position.
Yep.
They could call Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, there's a big report out of the Ukraine with a former investigator who says that he's got the paperwork showing that Hunter Biden made not $60,000 a month, but on the level of about $3.1 million in a single year on the board of Burisma, and that he was put on there only for political reasons. So that's floating out there, and that's something else they don't want to deal with, because Hunter Biden would be subpoenaed, and they would have discovery, and they'd get a hold of financial records. In fact, I read this weekend, you know, he's fathered a child in Arkansas with a former Washington, D.C. stripper, and he's petitioned the court to keep his financial records sealed because he has to provide them for the parental rights hearing or the support hearing, and he's begging the judge to keep them sealed because they will be used by his political opponents as fodder if they see how much money the guy really earned from Burisma. So anyway, that's kind of all going on in the background. Let me get back to Joe Biden for a minute. Joe Biden is driving across Iowa right now, trying to gin up some support, because things are just not going well for Uncle Joe. Here's something he said yesterday. Go to cut 20 for us, please.
And I think we can make sure that everybody has total access to health care. It is affordable. No deductibles more than $1,000, even if you can afford insurance. Be in a position where you, in fact, have, if you don't have the money, you're automatically able to enroll in Obamacare. We're now going to be called Bidencare if I get it passed.
So there's Joe talking on the campaign trail yesterday. So he rolls this thing out, standing in front of a bus that says Joe 3030. No, I'm just kidding. It says Joe No Malarkey! ! When I saw that, my first reaction was, okay, boomer.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I mean, that is so old, it made me want to say that to him. That I heard my grandmother use that word, so I did a little research on it. And the word malarkey is first dated back to the use in about 1929. The Oxford English Dictionary first published a reference from the word malarkey back in 1929. The media ripped him up over this. This is the headline in one of the news articles that I found on this. 77-year-old candidate hopes no malarkey bus will excite young voters. I mean, even the media is... So I guess, you know, Joe must really kind of be in charge of his campaign. He can't have any advisors, Because what political advisor would suggest that you what's the next one going to be? No shenanigans? I mean, he's going to come up with these sayings from the 1920s, and he's trying to relate to people.
Yeah, he couldn't have pushed the younger generation further away.
It's just
no malarkey.
No malarkey. Then he starts talking about his hairy legs and kids touching his hairy legs to watch the hair come back, stand back up.
I just opened my mouth a little bit.
and cockroaches.
Blah.
Where did the cockroach reference come from? I guess there was something else.
And there
in his
must have been something
that
else in that, because yeah, I missed that too. I'm like, what is he talking about? But I'm just assuming that I missed something else in that speech. But.
That's the whole clip that they're tweeting out. Is that 30 seconds?
That's it. That's
with
it.
No context of the cockroaches.
that may have to
does
be.
Doesn't really matter with the rest of what was said, but it does stand out. I don't.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
See, I don't mind the malarkey thing so much because I think in his mind he's probably
thinking. He thinks it's endearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm adorable.
Yeah.
Which, fine, whatever. This hairy leg thing, though, is just bizarre. I feel bad for the DNC having to manage him.
Yeah.
Like, I do.
They've got to be freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think any of them have slept in months now.
So the
they
headline
just had a picture of him up on Fox and Friends a second ago. It's gone now, but he doesn't look good.
Mm-mm. No,
like the
he's
campaigning is
prime.
Aging him. Yeah.
The article I mentioned to you, 77-year-old candidate hopes no malarkey bus will excite voters, is from a web page called The Intelligencer, and. My guess is you don't know anything about it, because if you listen to 971 FM talk, you probably don't peruse hard left-wing websites. That's what the Intelligencer is. This is a hard left progressive news, so-called news website, and they're on here flambeing 77-year-old Joe Biden for his malarkey bus tour. No malarkey. No BS, I guess is what they're saying.
Well, I guess that sounds better than the malarkey, though I don't really want to have to, you know.
Did you see him suck on his wife's finger yesterday when at one of the events? She's speaking or introducing him, and she puts her hand out to introduce her husband, and he's standing behind her, and he reaches up, and he takes her finger in his mouth.
No, he didn't.
He did. I got a picture of it right here.
No, he didn't.
He did. I got a picture of it right here. See? He did it. He did it. And then they all keyed in on the tight shot of him with Jill Biden's finger.
Was he sucking on her finger? I got to go back and watch this. Or was he just kissing it?
Maybe he was trying to kiss her hand or something.
Yeah.
And it looked like he, I don't know.
He took
I
her
hope
finger,
so, because that's weird.
Her finger is in his mouth.
I'm going to go back and watch the video.
I'm just telling you. It just gets stranger and stranger as the days go on. Anyway, this article went on to interview young Joe Biden supporters who were in the audience, and none of them knew what the word malarkey meant. It's really funny as they went through and interviewed these kids who were there. Where is it? Oh, malarkey, CC West said. I've never heard of it before. I don't love or hate the slogan. Some of them said it's kind of funny. Others kind of corny. Others welcomed the slogan as a throwback to a calmer era, but some worried it will only alienate younger voters. You think? I tell you what might alienate younger voters is listening to Joe Biden talk about kids touching his legs. Let's hear it again.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What kids?
Don't screw around with me.
Which kids were touching your legs, sir?
Which kids did you want jumping on your lap would be the bigger question. Well, Tricia has posted the video of, I'm going to start calling him Uncle Lewis from Christmas Vacation, biting his wife's finger on the campaign trail this weekend, and the crazy hairy leg story.
Just a little nibble.
It's up there.
Nibbled on her finger a little bit.
It looks like he's trying
bit.
To take a bite of her
him. He looks like he's having so much fun doing it too. Like a kid being.
Watch this. Like taking a bite of her finger.
Mm-hmm. Like an obnoxious like child just like picking on somebody. He's like, I just nibbled her finger.
Okay. Yeah. You can just hear the campaign strategist back there. Hey, let's go for the crazy grandpa.
The still shot picture is a lot creepier than the video. The video makes me laugh.
The video is playful. The still shot looks like he's chowing down.
Anyway, 971talk.com /Cox. You can see the video up there on our website and just go check it out. And, you know, if you miss anything here on the show, you can always download the podcast. Go to radio.com, which has the little rewind feature on it now, by the way. That was really cool. I was listening to Tim Jones as I drove to Ohio on Thursday, and I saw for the first time the rewind thing on there. I've talked about it, but I haven't had to use it for any reason. I have to watch what I say now. If she didn't hit the dump button in time, people can rewind it and confirm for themselves what I just said about Joe Biden. Anyway, it's on there. You can also download the podcast at iTunes, of course. That makes it easy. It does. So today is, among other things, we're going to talk about this with Hans von Spakovsky coming up. The Supreme Court is going to tackle that New York gun law today. That's a big deal. And the Brady campaign and the left-wing liberals, including five U.S. senators, and Dick Durbin's one of them, are trying to coerce the Supreme Court into not, you know, expanding gun rights in this decision. So we're not going to hear a decision today, but they are going to have arguments at the Supreme Court on this crazy restrictive New York City gun law that wouldn't let legal gun owners carry their gun outside of their house to drive to the shooting range. That's how ridiculous some of these progressives are. We're going to talk about that more coming up with Hans here at the top of the hour at about 6:10. So stay tuned for that. Today is Cyber Monday, and I assume it'll be a huge deal for Amazon and the online retailers. Mm-hmm. Black Friday online sales hit an all-time high. So that's bad news for the brick-and-mortar people, right? They were up 43% in Black Friday online sales. We're up 43%.
Well, they started all that stuff early. I was shopping Black Friday sales on Kohl's 3 days in advance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, they started at the beginning of November, all these online deals. So they've taken away some of the draw to go to the store.
Probably. And well, they're having to get on board. I mean, and
right.
The companies that were slow to do that are shutting down.
Right.
They just can't keep up. People aren't going to go to, you know, Sears at the mall anymore on Black Friday. They don't have to.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.